The Occupy Sheffield protesters will begin with them in the bulletin. They've been camped outside the cathedral in the city for almost 7 weeks and say they'll stay there over Christmas. They could be welcoming even more protesters in the new year. That's because they're planning on hosting a conference for people from other Occupy protests around the country. It'll be on January the 21st. It's unclear what form it will take. According to notes seen from one of their meetings by BBC Radio Sheffield, they're considering putting in more tents to accommodate the visitors. The Dean of the Cathedral, Peter Bradley, isn't happy. He says the camp has already disrupted Christmas plans for the cathedral. He thinks it's time for them to go.
It all feels a bit tired now. The protest has made its point and it's time for it to move on. It has affected some of our plans quite considerably, but we're keeping going and we've had really great numbers of people coming to all our carol services, so actually we're pleased.
Occupy Sheffield, we're going to talk about that this morning. They have, as you know, been camped outside the cathedral for almost 7 weeks now, and they're intending to keep the camp going over the Christmas period. They're expecting to welcome even more protesters in the new year. That's because they're planning on hosting a conference for people from other Occupy protests around the country on January the 21st. Well, we've been out and about in Sheffield asking the good folk doing their festive shopping whether or not they support Occupy Sheffield.
Yeah, good luck to them.
More the better, I say.
Do you know why they're protesting? Do you get that?
I think so, yeah. It's about the, you know, upside down society, isn't it? And the more people that are there, the better, really. I think anybody who tries to move them on or stop them is undemocratic.
Somebody should move them on. Why do you think
it's
that?
Just creating a bit of an eyesore in Sheffield city centre, I think.
Well, they're talking...
I mean, I know they've got a good cause, but it just looks a mess, doesn't it?
To be honest, I don't really know that much about it, to be honest. Like, so, yeah, I don't really kind of... I've heard, like, as probably as much as I need to know, but to be honest, I don't really care, to be honest about it, yeah. I can see why they're protesting and stuff, like, but I don't really kind of believe in any of it, really, to be honest, like, yeah.
And do you think it'll be successful as a protest?
I don't think it will, no, not at all, no. I think it'll just be... I think it's just a load of rippers getting together and just saying the piece, really, I think, and that's about it, like, yeah.
Just a load of hippies getting together, saying the piece. I don't know about that. In the studio are Nigel Slack and Sam Carlisle from Occupy Sheffield. Good morning, gents.
Good morning.
First of all, Nigel, the Dean of the Cathedral, Reverend Peter Bradley, he says you've achieved all you're going to achieve and it's time for the tents to come down. Well, what do you make to that?
Well, he uses this quite regularly as a reason for us to leave. He has done more or less since the first day we turned up, really. The fact is that Occupy is very important at Christmas. We're all hoping to have a nice... peace on earth, goodwill to all men type of Christmas. But we've got to remember that there's a lot going on in the world that is still impacting on us as local Sheffielders and on the world. And our message still needs to get out there. We're still at war in Afghanistan. Lives are still being lost in Iraq. At home, the prospects for the economy are still rocky. British Chamber of Commerce reckons that UK growth is going to be minimal to the middle of 2012. We've got unemployment hitting record highs. 2.75 million during 2012.
So how is camping outside the cathedral going to help this in the slightest? We've been looking at the publicity you've achieved this week, for example. Apart from us, nothing.
That's true. But then in all situations like this, in all protests, in all ongoing political debates, there are high spots and low spots. People are interested when something interesting happens. When it's just the slog... hard work, being there every day, being there to talk to the people of Sheffield who pass by the gates of our camp, we're there.
To be fair, though, Sam, they're not passing by the gates of your camp, are they? They're passing by the cathedral who want you to go. They say that you've already spoiled some of their Christmas plans. Do you not feel at all guilty of that?
Actually, I'm from Occupy London originally. I was visiting Sheffield on the way back from the National Conference. It is my feeling that it's likely to be the financial backers of the church that are actually asking the protest to move on, because we're actually taking the argument...
Well, no, it's the Dean.
Yes, I'm assuming...
He's the one that's saying that the people are turning up to worship this Christmas, having their plans affected.
I would presume that the Dean would be the vocaliser, the person to speak on behalf of the financial backers.
He's saying that the people are coming to worship this year and having their plans disrupted, the good Christian folk of Sheffield. What good is Occupy doing?
Essentially, the reason why the Occupy movement is so important, it's symbolic of the will of the local people in Sheffield to support the global movement. And the reason why it's important to be there is because until politicians down in Westminster have not only heard, listened to, understood and acted upon the policy changes which we're actually demanding and asking for, there's no point in us going. We need to take that argument.
Well, currently, there's no point in you being there, is there, Sam? I mean, if this is representative of the people of Sheffield, more people vote for the Monsteravian Loony Party than bother with Occupy Sheffield. How many people stayed there last night?
We reckon there was something like 15 to 20 there last night.
500,000 people live in Sheffield. It's not even it's not even a percentage of a percentage.
But an awful lot of those work, as do a lot of the people who actually do occupy it outside the cathedral.
Yeah, but it's still nobody.
We are getting from the people of Sheffield a great deal of support. We had a petition that we presented to the council a couple of weeks ago, which collected over 600 odd signatures within the space of 5 days. Within the space of 5 days, there was an anti-Occupy Sheffield protest that collected 4 signatures in 2 weeks. The majority of the people
they were probably
that we
mad
talked
as well, to be fair.
The majority of people that we talk to express support for us. Because they're not there doesn't mean they don't support what the camp is there for and the objectives that we're trying to bring to...
I think the thing perhaps that you haven't understood with respect is that the Occupy movement is global and that Sheffield, along with all of the other cities in the UK, have acted in solidarity with the global Occupy movement, and everyone has gone at the same time to their local city centres to represent.
But they haven't.
And this is actually part of a wider movement. I think you will find, if you look on the map of the UK, on the Occupy website, that we have actually all en masse gone down to our city centres to represent. And this is one small outpost
part
of a global national movement.
You haven't.
How do you mean?
There is nobody going anywhere. This is just one or two vocal people.
So you can see the conversation is continuing online and offline, and this is one outreach.
But it's not. What we actually achieving? What's changing? What will change? What's happening?
We're informing local people about global issues that affect them, and letting them understand that even though they themselves perhaps have not all gone down to join the Occupy protest in the city centre, their views are being listened to and taken account of in terms of the global movement.
That
is a very valid and important thing, and it's not for you to say that they're not being taken
evidentially it's not. Of course, the Dean of Sheffield is saying that more people are being upset by your plans. It is Christmas time. People want to use the cathedral. The work of the Archer Project, which is very important in the city, has been affected. How does this tie up?
To our knowledge, the work of the Archer Project has not been affected.
We meet
twice a week with Tim, the manager of the Archer Project, to address any concerns he has. We have met all his concerns. Initially, when we first moved in there, their biggest concern was that we would frighten away the street drinkers and the people that use the Archer Project in that area that generally live in that area. We have not done that. We've done our best to ensure that they have continued to go to the Archer Project when they needed to. We've actually banned drink and drugs from the camp. We've said that very clearly and very loudly, and anybody who even appears to be drunk or drugged up will be asked to leave the camp. We can't enforce it. It's a public space.
And there's been plenty of fighting down there, hasn't there?
There has been some fighting.
Oh, yeah.
Not plenty. There has been some fighting.
More than there's been in our village. I mean, there's fighting down there that wasn't there before.
That's untrue.
Pardon?
The police used to be there every night anyway to deal with those sort of problems. It's not the sort of thing that we have created. It's something that was already there.
You've been a magnet for it without a shadow of a doubt.
No, we haven't.
Well, that's what people are saying.
That's what I'm saying. Something slightly more positive.
Well, unfortunately, we're bang out of time because it's 7:15. Thanks very much indeed for coming in this. Good morning. It's Toby and Breakfast here on BBC Radio Sheffield. Let's have more now on this tented protest that's taking place outside Sheffield Cathedral. As we've heard, Occupy Sheffield say they're not going anywhere this Christmas, and they're now preparing to host a conference for people from other Occupy protests around the country. Earlier on in the programme, we heard from Sam Carlisle from Occupy Sheffield.
It is my feeling that it is likely to be the financial backers of the church that are actually asking the protest to move on, because we're actually taking the argument...
Well, no, it's the Dean.
Yes, I'm assuming...
He's the one that's saying that the people are turning up to worship this Christmas, their plans affected.
I would presume that the Dean would be the vocaliser, the person to speak on behalf of the financial backers.
He's saying that the people are coming to worship this year are having their plans disrupted, the good Christian folk of Sheffield. What good is Occupy doing?
Essentially, the reason why the Occupy movement is so important, it's symbolic of the will of the local people in Sheffield to support the global movement. And the reason why it's important to be there is because until politicians down in Westminster have not only heard, listened to, understood and acted upon the policy changes which we're actually demanding and asking for, there's no point in us going.
Well, in the studio now is the Dean of the Cathedral, Reverend Peter Bradley. Good morning, Peter.
Hi, good morning.
Thanks very much indeed for coming in. First of all, how worried are you about this conference that's going to take place in January?
Well, actually, I'm not terribly worried. It's not going to happen in front of the cathedral. It's going to be hosted, I understand, by the Friends Meeting House. And it'll be interesting to see what happens on that day.
It's been a fairly easy case to report on, because there are two sides in this story. They want to stop there. You don't want them there.
I don't want them there because they're providing a distraction for some of the clients of the Archer Project, because the camp isn't safe, and because we have our own plans for the forecourt, which are really important for us and for the local community.
When you say they're getting in the way of the Archer Project, they would say, and they did say earlier on, that they've not stopped anything going off at the Archer Project, and indeed they're interacting with the people.
Yes, they do, and actually things are much better now than when they started, mm-hmm. but they're still providing a distraction from some of the clients who, just as has happened in London, the clients have been missing appointments and not taking part in the whole range of activities which are there to help clients build their own confidence and start preparing themselves to get work.
How does your stance of wanting them to go, how does that feel to you? Does it feel particularly Christian?
Well, the whole essence of the movement is that it's an illegal occupation. Mm-hmm. And it's therefore very difficult to work constructively with the protesters while they're basically, not paying any rent and just occupying the land that we have there for other purposes. I'm really keen to work with anyone in Sheffield who has a vision for the future of our city and of our region. And I think I can show that we do work with people, including people that we don't have much in common with, for the whole region. I want to work with these people, but it's very difficult when they're just put up tents. How would it feel if someone came and put up a tent outside your house? You'd feel very awkward.
Oh, indeed, and it is an illegal occupation, and as you said, that's the point of it. What they would say, I'm guessing, is they would say that they have this stated aim, this we are the 1%, we are the 99%, and there are 1% of people in society who rule the world according to the Occupy movement, and they have a point to make.
Well, actually, I disagree with that. Certainly in Sheffield, we have very well-functioning local democracy. We have a council where there's very vigorous debate and where there's real encouragement for the whole community to join in and come up with solutions. And I think that's the next challenge. How are we going to build communities where everyone has a place? How are we going to help people find work? How are we going to help our young people really achieve in school? Those are the questions we need to be working on together now. And in a way, the occupation is a bit of a distraction.
We put it to them earlier on that maybe if the dean of the university is asking them to move, it might be a good idea to move. The gentleman from Occupy London said that you were just being a spokesman for the bankers, and you're the mouthpiece of mammon, is essentially the reason why you're asking them to move.
Well, I mean, you might try talking to local bankers who I hope would realise that from the very beginning of this crisis, from 3 years ago, I've been saying publicly and privately, this won't do. If anything, I've been to the left of the Occupy protest over the last 3 years. Where were they when we were making all these comments? You know, we've been challenging bankers and local business leaders to find ways of sustaining our community. And I'm pleased to say, actually, that some of them do that. And I want to celebrate the fact that some of our business leaders really understand the problems and are really committed to our community. It's not a question of simply two sides.
We're going into 2012. They intend to stay over the festive period. They intend to stay for the foreseeable future, by all accounts. They don't look like they're moving anyway. How are you going to face the new year?
Well, the first thing is that there are actually usually only very few people on site. There are only two or three people most mornings. And although there are lots of tents, it's fairly clear that many of those tents aren't used very often, if ever. So it's quite a small number of people. We are going to continue offering times for meeting. We're going to work with them on resolving health and safety issues such as an open fire at night, because we're concerned that the protesters aren't safe if they're there in such small numbers sleeping at night. And I'm afraid we're going to continue saying to them, it's time to go. I mean, it's been 2 months. We've all heard the protest. We all have different views about the worth of that protest. It's time to move on and actually start doing something.
There are two letters, before we finish, there are two letters in today's Star, actually, which refer to the protest. One of them is from Malcolm Stewart in Darnell, who's complaining that they all smell and they're smoking drugs, which is his view. Have you seen much drug use? I mean, that can only be apocryphal, actually. That can only be anecdotal. The other one is a letter from Bernard Little, the Sheffield Green Party, who says that the reporting on Occupy Sheffield has been one-sided. It's been very kind of right-wing media. He says, in fact, there have been positive responses from many local businesses in the city. He said there has been no complaint from any local business. Is he right? Have there been no complaints from local businesses?
Well, we've certainly had complaints. Mm-hmm. And we've certainly had complaints from people who are encouraging us to move much more aggressively. I think, to be fair to the camp, they recognised early on that use of alcohol and drugs was a problem in the camp. And as far as I understand, they've made every effort to prevent that, to prevent the camp being used by people who are on drugs or on alcohol. So let's be fair, they're working very hard on that. There have been, I have had many letters of complaint from people who don't like the aggressive approach of some of the campers, who don't feel it's appropriate to have it in the cathedral, who've been very angry at the way our worship has been disturbed. And so it's just a little bit more complex than the camp allows.
Peter, thanks very much indeed for coming in this morning. It's 8:15. That's the Dean of the Cathedral here in Sheffield, Reverend Peter Bradley.